Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Senior U.S. officials said on Monday that electoral manipulation had stripped the announcement of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's re-election victory of any credibility. And Washington left the door open to fresh sanctions of the OPEC nation. Venezuela's electoral authority declared Maduro had won the third term, but independent exit polls pointed to a landslide opposition win. White House.
We have serious concerns that the result as released by electoral authorities doesn't reflect the will and the votes of the Venezuelan people. We want to see our concerns assuaged. We believe the best way to do that is a full, transparent release of the tabulation.
Maduro's opposition rival Edmundo Gonzalez asserted he was the true winner. Israel's leader is vowing retaliation after a weekend rocket attack killed a dozen children and teens in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Standing near the soccer field where the children died, Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel cannot overlook the attack and its response will come. In an unusual move, Hezbollah denied any role in the strike. The group and Israel have been exchanging fire almost daily since October, amid fears the weekend strike will turn that into an all-out war. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says there's still time for diplomacy. And while Israel has every right to respond to the attack, he says the U.S. is urging restraint. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Police say two children have died and 11 other people have been injured in a stabbing in northwest England. Police say that a 17-year-old boy was arrested and a knife seized after the bloody attack Monday in Southport. That's a seaside town near Liverpool. Police say the attack.